It is December. It is time for us to look forward and rev up to the best culture work that we have ever done. Let's not slow down. Let us keep leaning in. Let us keep trying to get better as leaders so that this world can be a more proactive, more beautiful place for cross-cultural understanding.
Welcome to Culture Coach, a podcast with me, Nikki Lerner, helping you to engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding as it relates to culture and come from. Thanks for joining me today. You ready to go? Let's get started. Hey, thanks again so much for listening. You know, I wanted to create a space each week where you and I can learn about different cultures and come froms in a safe, non-threatening, non-embarrassing environment. I hope you enjoy this podcast. For more creative resources and ideas, you can engage with me at NikkiLerner.com.
I'm full of energy today. Just full. I've had a good morning already. When I'm recording this podcast, it's about 1:30 in the afternoon here in Maryland, and I had a fantastic morning. Got to do some learning from a coach that I follow and a group that I'm a part of, and just full of energy. I got a lot of clarity. You know how that feels? You know how that feels when you just have a lot of clarity about a thing where, you know, everything inside of you, you just feel like, yes, this is the thing. And it's not that, you know exactly what's going to happen or a thing's going to work out or whatever it is, right? It's not about that. But what it is about is just feeling a sense of clarity that you can take the next step towards something. Take the next movement toward a thing. And I'm feeling that today. And I want to pass that along to you today, wherever you are, whatever you need. I want to pass that energy along to you today. I'm excited about the podcast today because what I'm going to share with you is a small excerpt from a book that I wrote back in 2020 called Life Whispers. Now, Life Whispers, you can find that book on my website, NikkiLerner.com. It is not a book on culture or cultural matters. It's more of a book to use like a journal or a devotional, that kind of thing, particularly if you are looking for something that that might feed your inner self a little bit more. However, there are chapters in that book that this week I was thinking, you know, the thing that I wrote about, you know, just kind of normal everyday living and being can be applied to some of the things that we're facing in our culture work that we are doing, culture work that we're moving towards. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to share an excerpt from the audiobook of Life Whispers and a chapter that was about feeling stuck. And I'm going to share that with you, and then I'm going to come back and give you some insights that are connected to culture. Okay? So check this out. I'll be right back. Chapter 10. What are you going to do? Several years ago, I spent a day in Nashville songwriting with my friend Benji. It was such a beautiful experience to create with a good brother and a fellow creative. After an impactful time of singing together and getting a flow and a feel for one another, we made preparations to begin writing. Benji told me that there were some things that I needed to know about his songwriting process. One of the things that he told me was, "I am never stuck." I had never heard anyone say that before. It made such an impact on me. I felt like that was a word for me, and I received it with open arms, ears, and heart. Ever since that moment with Benji, not only have I believed that truth for myself, but I've been able to share it with the people that I come in contact with. Stuck is a feeling, not a truth. However, if you ruminate on it long enough, your feeling becomes your state of being, which then becomes your truth. Believe it or not, though, the same process actually happens when you allow positive and empowering thoughts to swirl around in your head. Have you ever felt stuck? Not able to get the smallest of things done or move one inch toward where you have to go? Have you ever started the day alive and feeling great, but by 2 p.m. you were wondering why you cannot focus? For me, stuck points to two main elements, fear and helplessness. There could be fear about lots of things, the future, the past, opinions of other people around me, fear that what I want to happen won't happen. Those thoughts can easily turn into a sense of helplessness. And when I feel helpless, I don't know what to do next. I feel helpless because I, quote, should know what to do on my own. I mean, have you ever had these feelings? I should know the right answer. I should know how to fix it. I should know what the next step is. The only response to these statements when you are in the hole feels like, yep, you're right. You are the worst person ever. But you and I both know that isn't really the case. When we are tempted to reside in these places of fear and helplessness, we need to remember that we can practice our way to a more loving, gentle, and human response with ourselves. The practice might look simple on paper, but make no mistake, it can be one of the hardest things to accomplish when you are wrestling with your emotions. It works best right in the moment when your thoughts are lying to you. The potential challenge you may find in working through these questions is that you can only be as honest as you are willing to be. If you are honest, once the answers come, then clarity and empowerment follow. All of a sudden, you will feel unstuck and realize you were never really stuck in the first place. You were just in process. This is a practice that can free you up today. Answer these questions honestly. Answer them daily if and when you need to. I want you to take out a piece of paper, and on one side of the paper, I want you to write at the top of it, "What am I afraid of?" And on the other side of the paper, I want you to write, "What is actually true? What am I going to do about it?" Oftentimes, when you can really get down to and answer the question, "What am I afraid of?" you get it out of your head and on paper, it's easier to address it when it's sitting there right in front of you. What I have found over the course of my life is that when I write down the list of what I'm actually afraid of on a day or during a week, and then I make the list of what is actually true, oftentimes that list is way longer than the list of what I'm afraid of. In addition, the actions that I write down when I answer the question, "What am I going to do about it?" is oftentimes just as long as the "What is actually true" list. Again, do this daily if you need to when you are struggling in the emotion of feeling stuck.
Well, again, that was a chapter from my book called Life Whispers, the audio version. And the reason I was thinking about this chapter this week was to let you all know that, and just to remember that you are never stuck. You are never stuck in this culture work that we are trying to do. The options and the opportunities for us to do good cross-cultural work or to increase our understanding or expand who we are as leaders is infinite. Listen to me. It's infinite. We will never, ever come to the end of this work. And I say that not to discourage you and make you feel stuck. I actually say that to encourage you, that there will always be another opportunity for you to try something new. If you tried something and it didn't go well or it's not going well, there's always an opportunity for you to try it again. You are never stuck. You may feel stuck sometimes. But oftentimes what that really is a feeling of discouragement or a feeling of a moment of not being clear or that kind of thing. But you are never stuck. Most of the time when we feel stuck, we feel afraid. And I'm here to tell you, and even as I say it, I'm saying it to myself, the fear will never go away. You may be able to find a moment of courage to move past a fear in a moment. But, you know, fear and dealing with fear and finding our courage, walking through it, is just part of the human experience. It's never going to go away. So
You may have heard people say this before, but feel the fear and do it anyway. I think you'll be surprised with what you find on the other side. Also, another thing I want you to think about is this idea that words create worlds. And the same is true when it comes to working cross-culturally. Not only do I think that you should do that or use that tool that I shared with you from the audiobook about, you know, write two columns and on one side write what am I afraid of and then the second one saying what is actually true. But here's another tool that is going to be very important for you to use, and that is try to track the kinds of words that you use when you talk about the culture work that you're trying to do. For most of the clients that I work with, people that I work with, this is really challenging at first, particularly depending on what kind of come from you have, even in business, even in organizational work. Because, you know, we've been trained up until this point, I think this time in our history, that, you know, cross-cultural work is really hard. It takes a really long time. It requires all this change. And what happens is we start to create this world of this is never actually going to happen. We're never going to see this outcome. This is never, never, never going to happen. All these things, right? But what happens is that we create that world. We create this negative world. And if we continue to live only in this negative world of the cross-cultural work that we long to do, we will never be able to have the stamina that we will need in order to do the work long-term, to play the long game of this work, right? So the tool is that to help you be more alert as a leader, help you be more aware. Try to catch the words and the phrases that you use when you're describing this work with your team. Try to catch it in the moment, right? Try to catch it in the moment. Write it down or put it in your phone or you can do this thing at work where you try to keep one another accountable. Every time that you're going to say something, oh, well, this is hard or, you know, this is never going to work or I'm scared or whatever. Try to capture those things down. Catch yourself when you do them and try to add words that are going to create the visionary world that you see in your company or your organization towards cross-cultural work, because you need that too. I mean, can you imagine that if you are spending all of your time, all of your vocabulary around what's not going to work, but then you never actually balance it out or even supersede it with language about what you're actually doing and what's going to work? You can see that you actually have the opportunity as a leader to create the world that you want to see right there in your business or your organization. And so sometimes if you ever feel stuck, it could be that you really need to look at what is the vocabulary that I'm using connected to cross-cultural work? What is the vocabulary that my team is using with regards to this work? Is there anything, are there any words or any phrases that are not benefiting us that we're just kind of letting continue to exist in the atmosphere at our work or in our business that aren't serving us, but they just feel so familiar to us that we just want to keep using them because we think we should? You know, at some point, sometimes what I find with leaders is that, you know, again, we've just been so conditioned to connect negativity and heaviness and weightiness to this cross-cultural work. And if that's the only thing that we're going to lean into and the only thing that we ever see, we're never going to get into the place where we actually find the energy that we're looking for, which is this energy of joy and this energy of how do we build our organization and how do we build our business better? How do we reach more people? How do we expand our clientele? All of these questions that we have, all of the upside of diversity work. We have to be sure that we are spending time ruminating, if you will, on these things that are pushing us toward the vision, that are getting us closer to the things that we want to see. And so, my dear friends, we are never stuck in this work. The opportunities are limitless for us. So may you step into that possibility today. Hey, thanks so much for making the time to listen. If you like the insight today, tell your friends and be part of the newsletter at nikkilerner.com. Remember,
It takes that first decision to realize your vision for a more generous, multicultural life. I'll see you next week.